Alrighty, it's time to address the elephant in the room, which is the fact that a lot of this manifestation work doesn't feel very fun anymore. And that is something that I experienced a lot of 2023 and have completely been able to shift and change for myself, been able to come back into a complete place of fun and play and excitement surrounding manifestation. And on today's episode of the No Bullshit Manifestation Show, I want to talk about how to make manifestation fun again for you, because I know that so many of you have reached out to me over on Instagram saying, Kat, I just want a break from manifestation. This actually isn't doing anything good for me. This is actually making me feel worse. This is making me feel more anxiety or depression or whatever it may be. And I completely understand that, because there has been points where I've experienced that as well. So, like I said, we're going to be talking about how to make manifestation fun again and why that feeling surrounding manifestation even came up in the first place.
What's up, and welcome to the No Bullshit Manifestation Show, the podcast that demystifies all of the nonsense that surrounds manifestation and gives you the tools that you need to create your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life. I'm your host, Kat Kozad, manifestation expert and life coach, and I am so happy that you're here. Let's fucking do this thing.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today is March 19th as I'm recording this, which is actually the vernal equinox, which I don't know if y'all know this, but our ancestors actually started the new year today, which makes a hell of a lot more sense than us starting on January 1st when it's all cold and the only thing that we want to do is hibernate. Our ancestors literally started the new year today, which with how nature runs makes a ton of sense, because this is when spring is starting. This is when we're actually feeling more energized. We're starting to feel ourselves come back to life. There's a lot more of that light, lifted, airy, beautiful energy that is present, as opposed to at January 1st, at least in my experience. So I am officially saying that this is New Year's Day. So happy New Year, everyone. I'm so excited to have you back for another episode of the No Bullshit Manifestation Show. And like I said in the introduction, today we're going to be talking about making manifestation fun again. Because over the past few years, I would say post-pandemic, manifestation for a little while there was a fun thing, and then it took on a very heavy energy. It took on a very heavy weight because it was only being used to show people how successful they can be and what they can create. And I definitely got caught up in that for quite a period of time for myself. And I know as well, in terms of only sharing how you can be more successful, how you can use this as a productivity tool, X, Y, and Z, which just feels so hyper masculine and not what I want to teach or embody surrounding manifestation and the law of attraction. So the reason that I think this happened in the first place is because post-pandemic, there was this big rise in online business. We were all turning online. We were all hopping on more Zoom calls. We were all spending more time on social media. And as we were spending more time on social media, we were starting to see more of people's lives. And with the widespread of manifestation that really took hold during the pandemic, there was more of this accessibility to seeing how people were approaching manifestation, as well as more opportunity for people to share what manifestation blockers there are or what's stopping you from manifesting different things into your life. And manifestation really became this thing of, if you do not do the work to eliminate your blocks, then you cannot create what it is that you desire in your life. Which, even just saying that, that's heavy. That's heavy. That feels as though there's this huge journey, this huge battle that you almost have to go into in order to get to the other side and experience more peace, joy, abundance, bliss. And that's not inherently true. And if we take it back pre-pandemic, so when I first was introduced to manifestation, the law of attraction, there wasn't really a manifestation coaching industry. There wasn't all of these teachers out there about manifestation online in the way that there is today. And there was just so much more wonder, so much more play surrounding manifestation, because that's what this is. It's being fully tapped into your intuition, to the divine, to the feminine energy, to your heart center, your soul, what it is that you are here to do in the first place. And it was so much less about what you need to do in order to manifest what you want into your life. So I want to talk all about how to make manifestation fun again. And I also want to hit on the fact that while healing is certainly important for your manifestations, there's not a definitive truth that says you must heal in order to manifest what you desire into your life. So let's first talk about that. Why is healing important for your manifestations? So healing and doing healing work, identifying limiting beliefs, working through blockages, releasing past experiences, past traumas, all of those things are going to benefit your life. I'm not saying that they're bad, they're wrong, they're heavy, they're all of these things, because there is absolutely a way to make the healing work lighter. There is a way to make the healing work actually fun. And that's something that I'm going to be bringing more of to the podcast and also to the Mindset and Manifestation Inner Circle. And also, if you're here in New York, some of the in-person stuff that I'm going to be starting to do. But there's a way to make the healing work lighter, but within the healing work, the way that I see it is essentially like you are just uncovering more of yourself. It's not you healing things so that you can be somebody that you are not. You can be your quote unquote higher self, which for a lot of people can feel like this unattainable, unrealistic version of self, but you're more so doing the healing work so that you can actually be more of yourself. You can own more of yourself. You can love more of yourself. You can show up to the table as that full, authentic expression of yourself. And a lot of the times without the healing work, we will actually be holding other people's definitions or opinions or rules for how life needs to be. We'll be holding judgments and opinions that don't serve us or support us and that aren't inherently true. And those things can disconnect you from your worth or your trust within yourself or any of these things that actually keep you open to the blessings and to the miracles that the universe and God want to present in your life. So I'm not saying that the healing work isn't something that you should do. You absolutely, if you feel called to it, should pursue a healing journey in some sort of way. But I want you to know that you don't have to be 100% healed to manifest the things that you desire into your life. And that honestly, you'll never be 100% healed. And you are still capable of and you are still worthy of manifesting your desires into your life, whether that be the experience or not. There are still things, there are still limiting beliefs that I have. There are still experiences that I go through. There are still old conditionings, old patterns that I am breaking. And y'all already know that I've manifested my dream life up until this point, not despite of, but because of those insecurities, because of those faults, because of those things that I'm still working on healing. Because it's not one or the other. It's not you have to heal all these things or you can have what you want. It's as I heal and as I give myself permission to peel back more layers and get closer to myself, then I will naturally be presented with the different people, opportunities, things that support me within that season of life. So, like I said, I think healing can be fun. I think healing can be super fun. Some of the ways that I've been able to start to see this in my life is that it doesn't have to be this intensive experience where you sit down and you cry or you're screaming or crying, whatever it may be. But honestly, I find that shit fun these days too. But it's more so being able to recognize, like, what does your soul want to do to move energy through you? So dancing is very healing for me these days. Singing is very healing for me. Being able to connect with like-minded people who have also been on this journey is very healing for me. If you follow me over on Instagram, you'll know that I've shared so much in terms of like videos of me and my friends or posts about me and my friends and my community that I have here in New York City and the community that I also have online in the Mindset and Manifestation Inner Circle, as well as over on Instagram, as well as this community right here. There's been so much healing that has happened for me just being able to speak my truth on the No Bullshit Manifestation Show. So I want you to know that healing doesn't have to look a certain way, and healing doesn't have to feel a certain way. A lot of the times you'll hear from personal development experts or whatever it may be that if it isn't painful or if it isn't uncomfortable, then you're not growing, you're not changing, you're not healing. And that's not inherently true, because for a lot of us, we actually haven't learned how to fully experience joy. We've been told that there's so much more benefit in doing the hard, doing the heavy, moving through those different things, that a lot of us actually haven't spent that much time in joy. That was something a few years back I actually realized for myself when I first started my intentional manifestation journey, was that when I was experiencing a period of joy, I would suddenly start to like grip and grasp and be like, oh my God, this is gonna end soon, and I'm gonna be going back into some sort of experience of pain, and like almost trying to expedite the happiness so I could just like get the pain over with or like go through that period of time. And I posted this on Instagram the other day, but the past 7 to 8 months of my life have been the happiest month of my life. I have never been more happy, more fulfilled, more grounded, more connected than I am currently. And that has been such a healing and expansive experience for me, because when things were getting good for me in the past, I would either do what I just said of like grasping and gripping, or I would like intentionally blow my life up and create more problems for myself because I felt as though that's what I needed to continue to grow and to continue to heal and to continue to reach greater and new levels inside of my life, as opposed to like literally just accepting and loving the present moment that I am in. Because if we're being honest and not to be grim, that's all that's guaranteed. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. We're not guaranteed the rest of today. We're not guaranteed next week or next month or next year. All we're guaranteed is this very moment right now, and being able to bring as much presence and awareness and acceptance into it is what I've found to be able to really create this sense of happiness and joy and healing and expansion within it, without having to work so damn hard for something or feel as though you need to put yourself directly into so much pain or discomfort to heal and move through different things. And again, there is going to be pain in healing. There is going to be discomfort in healing. There's going to be moments where you're going to be like, this fucking sucks. And that's okay too, because life isn't about sunshine and rainbows all the time. Although I do believe that we actually can have more sunshine and rainbows if we actually gave ourselves permission to see that like life deserves to be fun. We deserve to play. We deserve to stress less. We deserve to be in an energy that feels very aligned and supportive to us. And we don't constantly have to be pushing for more or healing more or doing more or whatever it may be. So, all of that to say, over the past few years, I've seen manifestation really take place as this like masculine, active, almost aggressive sort of thing that took a lot of the fun out of it. But when we get back to the core of who we are, back to our roots, back to the experience that we first had when we entered into this lifetime, we were all kids, and all kids want to do is play. And manifestation gives you an opportunity to completely honor that childlike version of yourself that still just wants to play, that still just wants to show their friends on the playground the new thing that they discovered, that still wants to play house or superheroes or whatever it may be. And you have the opportunity to do that as an adult and bring that childlike wonder back to the table. Because I genuinely believe that your little 6 or 7 year old self was the smartest version of you, because that's where they were the most honest and authentic about what their experience was, while still being able to dream big and have this sense of excitement and wonder and curiosity for the world. And so for me, over the past few months, I've really been stepping back into this place of reconnecting so fully with my inner child, and not, again, in this heavy way of like, oh, I must nurture little Kat and hug her and apologize to her for all of the shit that she's been through, but really just like, what does she want to do? And most of the time, she just wants to hang out with her friends and sing and dance and talk about the things that she loves to talk about and meet new people and honestly just be like weird Barbie. If y'all saw the Barbie movie, the biggest like thing that has been coming through for me recently is like, I am weird Barbie. I am weird Barbie, and I tried to make myself normal Barbie for such a long time, or like corporate Barbie or business Barbie, and like show up as a Barbie that wasn't weird Barbie. But now that I'm coming back home to weird Barbie, I'm obsessed with this life. I'm obsessed with how weird I am. I'm obsessed with how much fun I am having being weird. And that is the invitation for all of you. Whatever you have wanted to own and embody as your truth, whether that's taking more dance classes or going to that pottery studio that you've always wanted to go to, or taking that trip to the coast, spending more time in the sun, calling your friends, having conversations, joining an online community of like-minded people, going to new classes, whatever it may be, doing those things, owning that desire inside of yourself. And honestly, like what I'm saying in all of those random examples is just following what lights you up. Following what lights you up is your soul, your intuition, the divine trying to lead you to the experiences that you're supposed to have in this lifetime. You following what lights you up is you following the unique path for your soul. Because we're not all supposed to follow the same experience. And again, I take this back to Instagram, because we are so often given this like path of like, okay, follow this step by step if you want to make 10K in the next 90 days, or if you want to become a six-figure entrepreneur, or if you want to manifest X, Y, and Z, or if you want your life to look like this, or if you want to become a travel blogger, or whatever it may be. Do this step-by-step thing. Follow this path. This is the path that is going to get you there. When in reality, your path is the only path that will make sense for you. You following somebody else's path will not make sense for you, because it was never made for you. And the only way that you can know what path is your own is by following what lights you up. Maybe it's listening to Taylor Swift. Maybe it's fly fishing. Maybe it's horseback riding. Maybe it's shopping with your friends. Maybe it's making pickles. Who knows? But following that thing is your unique blueprint for your soul and what it is that's going to bring you the greatest joy in your lifetime. So I've just been following more of what makes me happy. And I know I said this in the last podcast episode, but honestly, for me right now, that's community. Nothing makes me happier than community. Being able to connect with people, meet new people, embrace the people who are already a part of my life, and bring people's magic to the surface has just been bringing me so much joy. And so that's what I've really been doing to make manifestation fun again, is just follow the light, follow the things that feel good, follow the things that are creating inspiration for me, giving myself permission to sit in more silence without the need to constantly be doing something or doing something that is quote unquote productive. I think that a lot of the times when it comes to the manifestation work, we can do meditation or journaling or EFT tapping or whatever it may be, but we're doing those things because it's like, this is going to get me closer to my manifestation. What if you just stopped? What if you said, okay, I'm just doing this thing because I want to do this thing. Or I'm just going to sit in silence because I want to sit in silence. I'm just going to take a day to do nothing because I deserve to take a day to do nothing. And created more space for yourself to, one, detach from that needy energy to constantly be doing things to achieve your manifestations. Because let's get clear on this for a second. When you're in that energy of like, oh, okay, I need to do my manifestation practices. Maybe you're not showing up and saying it that way, but there's this voice in your head that says, okay, you need to do X, Y, and Z. You need to journal, meditate, go for that walk, make that food, whatever it is, because that's going to get you closer to your manifestation. Then you're actually acting from the energy of need as opposed to showing up to the table, showing up to your life and being like, okay, what's lighting me up right now? Okay, the idea of going for a walk is lighting me up, or the idea of meditating right now is lighting me up, or I really want to call that friend, or whatever it may be. That's your soul communicating with you and telling you exactly what it is that it wants you to do to take that next step and get closer to the things that were made for you. Get closer to those heart's desires and those manifestations that you desire. And so as I've been approaching manifestation from this lens of less of what do I need to do to get what I want and more of how can I follow what lights me up? What is lighting me up right now? And giving myself permission to follow that. I have been led to the most like magical experiences. I have been led to the most incredible people and partnerships and collaborations that are starting to happen. I've been led to so many just like insane experiences that I would have otherwise had to pay like hundreds and hundreds of dollars for. I've been led to greater inspiration inside of my business. Like I have been led to so many beautiful things by taking this like heaviness and this pressure off of needing to do manifestation in a certain way in order to, again, quote unquote, get what I want. Because this is the other thing, and this is something that I've had a breakthrough on in the past like 7-8 months, is that for a period of time, there was a part of me that thought that I wanted the things that I wanted because that's what my quote unquote soul wanted for me. When in reality, it was still just me trying to prove to myself that I was worthy. There was still this little part of my inner child that was saying, Daddy, pay attention to me. Daddy, pay attention to me. Daddy, pay attention to me. And I, as a child and growing up, thought that I was only worthy of things and what I wanted in life if I could get my dad's attention within it, because he was there and he was present, but he wasn't always mentally or emotionally present for me. And so that part of me, that inner child, she just kept on going, okay, well, got to do more, pressure, go, do, make it happen. As opposed to me checking in with her and being like, you're seen, you're loved, you're good enough as you are, whether you are successful or not. So what do you want to do? And through doing those things, then I've been led to, again, the greatest joy that I've ever experienced. And I offer that to all of you as just a moment of reflection of like, do you actually want the things that you say you want right now? Or are you trying to achieve those things because you think that they're finally going to make you feel good enough or worthy or deserving or whatever it may be? Because you absolutely can have those things. And that's the reality for me as well. I was actually having this conversation with one of my clients this morning that it's not that I don't believe in the fact that I'm going to be a self-made millionaire and I'm going to do all of these incredible things that I've said I was going to do. I have full faith and conviction in the fact that those things are still manifesting and those are the inevitable for my life, and I get to experience that as well. But it doesn't have to come from this energy of constantly pushing, forcing, applying pressure in order to get to that place, because that, again, comes from the energy of hard, heavy, and almost like lack or desperation, which then taints the manifestation experience and again makes it feel like it's not so fun. This shit is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be fun, my friends. So within that, what I essentially like offer to you is that the way that you can make manifestation fun again is by, one, understanding where you are making manifestation not fun. What are you currently doing that feels as though it's an obligation or a must or a should do? Because that is all coming from the energy of lack, fear, or scarcity. And being able to honestly just reconnect with this inner child, that younger version of yourself, who had that curiosity, who had that play, who had that wonder, that just wanted to go play with her friends on the school ground, whatever it was, on the playground. And reconnecting to, okay, what is lighting me up? And when I follow what lights me up, how does that make me feel? And when I feel that way, what is possible for me? And honestly, welcoming in your intuition, but also welcoming in the presence of the divine, the universe, God, source, whatever you want to call it, and asking the universe to support you within whatever it is that is lighting you up. Continue to give me more of this. More of this, please. That feels good. Yes, universe, please. Like, more of this. Because what you put your attention into is what is going to expand. So if you're putting your focus into manifestation in the way of what are my limiting beliefs and how do I overcome them and oh, this is so hard and heavy, then that's going to continue to expand. It's going to feel hard. It's going to feel heavy. You're constantly going to get lost in the sauce of the limitations, the doubts, the fears, and the things that are there that, yes, absolutely, you've experienced, but you also have the choice of accepting, embracing, healing those things in a way that feels more natural and less forced, and then shifting your focus over to, and now what? And now what is possible for me? Now that I want to follow the light, now that I want to follow my intuition, now that I want to reconnect with that wonder and that play inside of myself, what is possible for me here? And I can promise you that by doing that, you'll start to see some really incredible things start to come together in your life, because what you look for, you will find. When you look for what is hard, what is heavy, the limitations, feeling frustrated, looking at Instagram and seeing people who are achieving things that you are not achieving, X, Y, and Z, you will experience that. I promise you, you will experience more of that. But I can imagine if you're listening to the No Bullshit Manifestation Show, you don't want to experience more of that. So again, this is the invitation to shift your focus. Shift your focus into what feels like it's lighting me up. What feels fun? How can I have more fun today? How can I experience more joy today? If it was my only job to experience joy today, what would I do? And then following that, listening to it, honoring it, and giving yourself full permission to run towards that thing that is bringing you joy. And that, yeah, honestly, that's how I'm making manifestation fun again. Manifestation has become so fun again. It's not been, okay, what do I need to do to get what I want? It's more so been like, okay, let's show up today and see what happens. Let's see what happens, fully knowing that best case scenario is the inevitable for my life. Fully knowing that I'm still going to receive all of the things that I desire and so much more. Fully knowing that the universe has my back. It's guiding, loving, and supporting me at all time. Fully knowing that my inner child and my intuition always have my blueprint and the path for my soul to experience its fullest potential, highest good, and greatest joy. That's what I believe is available to all of us. That is so available to all of us. It doesn't have to be the hard. It doesn't have to be the heavy. It can be so damn fun. And so if you want to become a part of the fun that I have going on, I know I've mentioned it earlier in the podcast, but I highly encourage you to join the Mindset and Manifestation Inner Circle. This is my low-cost membership community, and it is just such a cool community of high vibe, very intentional, like-minded individuals that are on a journey to manifest in a way that feels really freaking good for them. And in this community, you have access to thousands and thousands of dollars worth of coaching on a monthly basis for only $27 a month. So if you are ready to join us inside of the Mindset and Manifestation Inner Circle, if you are ready to become an insider, you can click the link down below in the show notes. But that's all that I have for you on today's podcast episode. So I'm sending you all of my love, and I will chat with you on the next one. Hey, real quick before you go, I have something for you. If you are loving the No Bullshit Manifestation Show and you're always wanting to expand and calibrate your nervous system for greater levels of wealth, then I've created the perfect nervous system expansion meditation for you. This meditation will take you through the process that I use to start to calling greater levels of wealth into my life and calibrate your nervous system for more money moving forward. All you have to do to claim this meditation is leave a review for the No Bullshit Manifestation Show on Apple Podcasts and or Spotify. Take a screenshot of your review and send it to me via email, which is hello@katkozad.com. Once I get your email with the screenshot of the review, I will send you the link to claim your nervous system expansion meditation for money manifestation. You can also find these instructions down below in the show notes. But with that, that's all that I have for you. And I am sending you my love. I'll chat with you on the next podcast.